Thank you very much. My flag is over there, but you know about it. Last year, at the World Investment Forum 2018, we have witnessed discussions on a vast number of issues, such as migration, decent work, health, infrastructure, and climate. Our inspiring deliberations at the first Investors Roundtable on investing in the SDGs led to the conclusion that both the overall perspective as well as the interlinkages between the different issues should be duly taken into account. The importance of investing in the SDGs has not been diminished since last year. The UNCTAD Trends Monitor on SDG investment shows the continued importance of private investment for achieving the 2030 agenda, especially in specific sectors such as water and sanitation, health, education, and climate change adaptation and mitigation. Let me therefore thank UNCTAD for organizing the second ambassadorial roundtable on investing in the SDGs. A roundtable which comes at a timely moment with the upcoming ministerial conference in Barbados and the World Investment Forum in Dubai. This roundtable is equally timely with rising trade tensions and declining global investment flows. We appreciate the important work of UNCTAD's Investment and Enterprise Division. The gathering of adequate data resulting in the flagship World Investment Report, but also in the recent SDG Investment Trends Monitor, is valuable to both developed and developing countries. Moreover, UNCTAD's work on the ground related to improving the investment climate and good governance in developing countries is of great importance. However, UNCTAD cannot do the job alone. It is our task as UN members and permanent representatives to provide for the right circumstances and instruments so that our countries can attract more and better FDI. An example how the Netherlands aims to contribute to making investment more sustainable is by modernizing our investment protection agreements. The revised model investment agreement of the Netherlands puts great emphasis on sustainable development, for example, through noting the importance of due diligence processes and adhering to national and international labor and environmental norms and regulations. The International Investment Agreement Conference on Wednesday provides for further opportunities to share our experiences. Furthermore, we should use the opportunity to enhance cooperation amongst Geneva-based international organizations that aim for the same goal, increasing private investment that contributes to sustainable development. Noteworthy in this regard is the WTO Plurilateral Initiative on Investment Facilitation for Development, and I encourage WTO members to participate in these discussions. Cooperation is also possible beyond the Geneva-based institutions. Together with Switzerland, the Netherlands has funded an OECD project on FDI qualities. The report presents a set of indicators that measure the sustainable development impact of foreign direct investment in host countries, focusing on the following five clusters: productivity and innovation, employment and job quality, skills, gender equality, and the carbon footprint. I hope the report provides a tool to attract investment in your country that actually contributes to sustainable development and achieving the SDGs. Thank you very much.